Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, there are so many things going on between the United States and Europe that I don't know where to start. What is the current state of the relationship between these two allies?
Strained, to put it bluntly and mildly. This past Sunday, there was an election in Germany. And the person who's expected to be the next chancellor, Friedrich Merz, pushed for independence of the United States, says, my absolute priority will be to strengthen Europe as quickly as possible so that step by step, we can really achieve independence from the United States of America. And this is what's going on. He's talking about trade independence and military independence. The new reality is that the European Union is focusing more on military spending in preparation for war because of Donald Trump and other reasons, because they want to be able to do this without assistance from the United States.
Europe is preparing for war? Please explain that for us.
Yesterday, Euronews reported that there was a new report that says Europe could face aggression within the next decade from Russia. They think this is a conceivable thing. They say that Moscow could be ready to attack within 3 to 10 years. They say that they need to add another 300,000 troops, so they want to have a great army. They said, with or without America, Europe needs more military capabilities. They need to step up their defense, whether America leaves or not. To have a credible deterrence, they have to have more capabilities, more weapons, aerial defenses, supplies, surveillance, etc., is what they said. And so this is what they want to do. And they also want to extend France's nuclear shield. They want more. They want their own nukes as well. And after the meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and the Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky yesterday, the European Union policy chief Kallas said, quote, today it became clear that the free world needs a new leader. It's up to us, Europeans, to take this challenge, end quote.
You know, Dr. Teal, I've noticed that all weapons are claimed to be made for defense, yet there are always wars. Do we know when Europe is going to take this new leadership role and make further preparations for their defense?
Well, related to the latter statement, after Donald Trump was elected the first time, the European Union formed an alliance called PESCO that's got almost all of their countries in there. Then a year after Donald Trump left office, Russia began its special military operation into Ukraine. And this caused the Europeans to say, okay, we're going to spend more money on our military. Now, after Donald Trump was reelected on the 26th of November 2024, it was reported that the Council of European Union has endorsed the conclusions of strategic review of PESCO, Permanent Structured Cooperation. This is, again, the thing they came up with after Trump in the first place. And it's encouraged to address strategic capability gaps, including those relevant to high-intensity warfare. PESCO's moving forward. They're doing that now. So that's part of the when.
Are Europe's preparations for the defensive war mentioned in the Bible?
The Bible prophesied that Europe's going to have a great army and many ships. And PESCO is calling for more troops, nuclear weapons, and other weapons consistent with those prophecies. The Bible prophesies that Europe will be militarily successful for a time in the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel. And it'll be the aggressor against the United States, actually, in Daniel. Wow. Bible shows a leader is going to rise talking peace in Europe. For example, I'm going to go to Daniel chapter 8, read starting in verse 24. It says, his power will be mighty. He shall destroy fearfully. He'll prosper and thrive. He'll destroy the mighty and holy people. Through his cunning, he will cause deceit to prosper under his rule. So he's going to be deceitful. And it says in another translation, the Old King James, Daniel 8:25, he'll magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. And in Daniel 11, verses 23 to 24, it says, after deals made with him, he's going to act deceitfully. Verse 24, he's going to enter peaceably, even into the richest places of the province. He'll do what his fathers have not done, nor his forefathers. He'll disperse among the plunder, the spoil, riches, and shall devise plans against the strongholds, but only for a time. Now, this leader is going to give the impression he's going for peace. And the word for peace in the Hebrew word actually means security. But he's going to destroy many. So basically, he's going to make some deals with people. They're going to think that they're safe and perhaps like violating the NATO agreements. And, you know, these kind of deals are usually called peace deals or treaties.
So is the Bible telling us that the European Union will attack the country with the strongholds and prevail?
Well, it's going to be a European power. It may or may not be called the European Union.
Okay. What country has these strongholds?
It's the United States of America.
Oh, okay. Well, are you telling us that the United States really is mentioned in the Bible?
Yeah, and I'll discuss that shortly in more detail. But for right now, I want to just go with the fact that in Revelation chapter 17, verses 12 to 13, it says Europe is going to reorganize and give its power to one called the beast. So people can read that. Now, furthermore, it talks about this beast in Revelation 13. He rises up from a particular sea. He has power. The dragon, that is Satan, by the way, gives him his power and his throne and authority. One of his heads looks like it's mortally wounded, but it's healed. And the world's going to marvel and follow the beast. In verse 4 of Revelation 13, it says, so who's, they worship the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who's like the beast? Who can make war with him? This is because he's going to be a successful military leader, because he will be knocking off places that nobody thought would happen. And Europe's been taking a lot of steps in order to rise up. And the reality is, statements and actions by Donald Trump are motivating more and more European leaders to publicly be vocal about what Europe wants to do.
Still, it just doesn't seem possible that Europe, which seems about to crumble, could actually defeat the United States.
You know, many in the United States believe it's not possible either. But those who understand Bible prophecy know that it is prophesied. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 39, you asked about where the United States is mentioned in the Bible. I was asked this on the radio like 16 years ago, and I quoted this scripture. Thus he, now this is the European king of the north, shall act against the strongest fortresses with a foreign god, which he'll acknowledge and advance his glory. He will cause them to rule over many and divide the land for gain. Now, and this is talking about the United States. The United States has the strongest fortresses. And after the United States is defeated, by the way, this person's called the King of the North. It's going to go against a power of basically the Muslim countries in the Middle East and North Africa. We can read about that in Daniel 11, verses 40 to 41. It says, at the time of the end, so this is not something that happened a long time ago. It's at the time of the end, the King of the South, which is this Muslim confederation, going to attack him, and the king of the north is going to come against him like a whirlwind with chariots, horsemen, and many ships, a bunch of weapons. He's going to enter the countries and overwhelm them and pass through. So notice that the king, European king, can end up with a lot of weapons the time he defeats the king of the south.
So is there anything mentioned about Europe and Russia?
Well, you know, I read that Europe's concerned that they could have a conflict with Russia in the next 10 years. And that can happen. Now, I was in Daniel chapter 11. See what happens after the United States and the British descended allies are gone, and after the Muslim power is defeated. Verse 44. But news from the east and north shall trouble this European leader. Therefore, he's going to go out with great fury to destroy and annihilate many. He will plant the tents of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he will come to his end, and no one will help him. Now, what is north and east of Europe?
Okay.
Russia and the lands of Asia. Mm-hmm. Will Europe win this war? Not according to the Bible. Really? Jeremiah chapter 50. Move from the midst of Babylon, get out of the land of the Chaldeans. European power will be the mystery Babylon we read about in the New Testament. Verse 9, Jeremiah 50. I will raise up and cause against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country. What's the only north country that's got the military? Mm-hmm. We're not talking about Canada. I mean, they've got a military. We're talking about Russia.
Okay.
They shall array themselves against her. And now, here's another one, Isaiah chapter 13. It says, lift up your voice, starting verse 2. Lift up a banner, I've commanded, mighty ones. Verse 4, the noise of the multitude of mountains, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. They come from a far country, from the ends of heaven, to destroy the whole land. Wail, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Pangs and sorrows are going to take hold of them, like a woman in childbirth. They're going to be amazed at one another. Their faces will be like flames. Now, continuing in Isaiah 13, it's going to go down to verse 17. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them. They won't regard silver or gold. They won't delight in it. Their bows will dash young men to pieces. They'll have no pity in the fruit of the womb. Their eyes won't spare the children. And Babylon, the glory of the kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans' pride, will be like when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. God is going to use these people. And the Medes, by the way, are in lands such as Russia, parts of Ukraine, Belarus.
Okay.
And getting back to Jeremiah, he also warns about the Medes getting together. Jeremiah 51, verse 11. Make the arrows bright. Gather the shields. The Lord has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes. There's more than one king of the Medes. There's more than one country involved here.
Okay.
For his plan is against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple, for his temple. Now, European leaders, they don't take these biblical prophecies seriously, but right now they do see Russia's potential threat.
Okay.
They see the situation in Ukraine. They see U.S. President Donald Trump. They don't like either one. They're scared enough to now publicly support militaristic goals and to say that they could be independent of the United States. Look, the news report that I read from Euronews says they want a great army and they want more weapons, just like we see the Bible prophesied, by the way, specifically in Daniel 11, verse 25 and Daniel 11, verse 40. Okay. Now, Europe's military goals are not going to end up well for the United States. I read Daniel 11:39, power of the strongest fortresses gets destroyed. It's not going to end up well for the Middle East, because they'd lose. The king of the north will defeat the king of the south. But it's not also going to end up very well for Europe itself, because God is going to send a Russian-led confederation, including other Asian nations. Now, that said, there is good news, because after Europe is defeated by the Eurasian power, our Bibles show us that Jesus is going to return and he's going to establish the millennial kingdom.
Okay.
And also, just add a couple minor things, not minor, but other things to this. In Revelation chapter 19, we read that when Jesus comes, he's going to get rid of the king of the north and the Antichrist and throw them into the lake of fire. But then afterwards, the millennial kingdom is going to be established. But before then, we're going to have tribulation, totalitarianism, and war.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.